It's our final week of locker room chats here on 92.1 KMCA as we're now on the sub-state side of the basketball season and joined now by Centralia Boys Coach, that is Cole Alderford, is presented by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. Coach, it's going to be a quick turnaround for your team tomorrow night when you get Donovan West in the sub-state opener, but you guys wrapped up the regular season last night. Always a tough place to play in Axtell. You go on the road, and you know Axtell's able to hold on for a 49-45 win, but you know what I saw from your team was they certainly never gave up. It looked at times late in the fourth quarter, your team could have let that one get a little bit more out of reach, so to speak, but your team certainly fought in the final minute to make it a close game.
Yeah, they did, and you know I'm proud of them for hanging in there and making winning plays at the end. We just didn't make enough throughout the you know the first three quarters to get us into that win column. But the guys are competing their tails off.
11 wins, 9 losses in the regular season, and it certainly was a tale of two halves. And obviously, it's such a difficult schedule night in and night out in the TVL, and you guys played as difficult of a non-league schedule, I think, is maybe more than anybody else in the TVL with some of the teams you played out of league. But, you know, you start the year 8-2, you know, finish 11-9, and as I mentioned, the competition certainly doesn't help that cause. But just how do you kind of just sit back and take away a few things from this season as a whole as now we are into the sub-state round this week?
Yeah, it has been a tale of two halves, and you know, our guys understand, you know, what's at stake, and you know, the whole season in general has led up to this point. And, you know, we still got an opportunity to do good things, and I think we will. You know, our guys are, you know, we had a good chat last night after the game, getting some things hashed out, and I think we're headed the right direction.
In the 1A D1 Frankfort Substate, you guys will play that opening round game tomorrow, part of the 4-5 seeds. You guys will host Donovan West, a team that you saw earlier in the year back in early January. You guys were able to get that win in the first matchup, 57-38. But, you know, I think we can both agree, once you get to this point, you really got to wipe records and pass games out the window because you just never know what can happen in a win and move on scenario. So, you know, how's the quick turnaround looking in the preparation with very little time and getting ready for this sub-state game?
You know, for us, it's a good thing to get back on the floor again and kind of forget about Tuesday night. But, you know, that being said, you know, I like personally like a little more time to dive into film and kind of get an idea. But, you know, we've seen each other enough, and Dave does a great job, and he'll have his squad ready to go, and they didn't play Tuesday, so he had a kind of extra day to prepare. So, you know, anything with Dave, you gotta expect the unexpected, and they'll be ready to go. So, you know, hopefully we match that as well.
Centralia, the 4 seed, Donovan West, the 5 seed. These two clash tomorrow night at Centralia, 7 o'clock. Winner moves on, and we'll face top seed in this sub-state, Care Paravel, next Thursday night. The lower half of the bracket, Frankfort, the 2 seed, and then Troy Onega. Those two will play tomorrow night as well. That is Cole Alderford, head coach of the Centralia boys basketball team, again joining us here on our final week of Locker Room Chats on KMCA. Coach, again, thank you so much for joining us, not just this week, but throughout the course of the year. And good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks for all your hard work all year as well.